理课堂听 class.com。
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet.
Number 51. We're about to have lunch. Won't you join us?
I wish I could, but I have to finish this report.
Oh, well, some other time then. Number 52. Would you like starch in your shirts, sir?
Just light starch, thank you.
And would you like them folded or on hangers? Number 53.
Waiter, may we move to another table? The sun is shining in our eyes.
Of course, ma'am. Just let me draw the curtains.
That took care of the problem. We'll stay here.
Number 54. I'm sorry. We have no rooms available for that weekend.
Could you recommend another hotel in town?
Yes, but there is a big convention this weekend. The other hotels are probably full, too. Number 55. This chart is too big to fit on one page.
You can use this button to reduce the size of the copy.
That's great. It fits on one page. And the print is still large enough to read. Number 56. What seems to be the problem with your car?
There is a knocking sound when I put on the brakes.
That could be serious. I'll take a look and give you a call this afternoon. Number 57. Have you given your suggestion to the director yet?
I've tried, but he's always busy.
I hate to say it, but that's typical. He never makes time for his staff. Number 58. I'm very sorry that this sweater has a hole in it. We can replace the sweater or give you a refund.
I really like this sweater. I'll take another if it's in good condition.
Here's one. I'll double check the stitching for you. Number 59. It's really crowded in here. People can't work comfortably.
I sure hope we find more office space soon.
Especially since we need to hire two more people. Number 60.
I could never stand commuting an hour to work.
I don't mind it at all. I'm comfortable in my car. I listen to news and music on the radio.
I prefer to watch the news in the comfort of my living room.
Number 61. We'll need a couple of hours to do this. How about tomorrow afternoon?
I can't. I'm seeing a client. Can we meet on Thursday?
I have a doctor's appointment in the morning, but I'm free in the afternoon. Number 62. It's getting late. Let's get something to eat before we go home.
Sure. What kind of food are you in the mood for?
Something unusual and spicy that I can't make myself. Number 63.
Hi, how was your trip?
It was great. The mountain air was fresh and the hiking trails were spectacular. The fishing was good too.
You make it sound wonderful. It makes me want to take a vacation.
Number 64. This coffee is delicious. It's not our usual brand, is it?
No, it isn't. I bought it at that new gourmet coffee shop.
I've heard they are expensive, but if the coffee is this good, they're worth it. Number 65.
Are you ready to go?
Not quite. I've got to wait for this document to finish printing.
I hope it's only a few more pages. We really should be on our way.
Number 66. What do you do?
I'm a conference planner. I arrange hotel rooms, conference space, and sightseeing activities for conventions in the city.
Wow! You must have a good grasp of detail. Number 67.
Excuse me, I couldn't help noticing your suitcase. Is it really as convenient as it looks?
Yes, it's wonderful. It's much easier to roll a suitcase than to carry one. The long handle makes it comfortable to pull.
I must get one. I'm tired of carrying this heavy bag every trip.
Number 68.
What's wrong with your hand?
I hurt it yesterday. It's swollen and it hurts to move my fingers.
You should get someone to look at it. It sounds serious to me.
Number 69. I'm used to large cities with museums and concerts. In a small town like this, what do you do for fun?
People entertain at home a lot. Everyone invites friends for dinner and for holidays.
It sounds as if I need to buy a big house and learn to cook. Number 70. You look terrible. Are you okay?
I've been up all night watching the test run of our new computer program.
If you've worked all night, you should take the day off. You need some rest. Number 71. Where did you learn to cook so well? The only way to learn is to practice. Cooking is really just a matter of experience. Maybe that's why I'm no good. I've never spent any time at it. Number 72. I'm so disgusted with newspapers. They never report anything good.
Good news doesn't sell papers. People want to know about the things that go wrong.
but if no one writes about the solutions, we can never learn to solve those problems. Number 73. I'd like you to go to the project site next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Isn't it a little early for me to be giving advice? I'm not familiar with the project yet.
That's why I'm sending you. You'll catch on faster if you can see it for yourself. Number 74. Did you read the research report?
Yes, but it wasn't well written. I sent it back to the department with some editorial suggestions.
Good. I couldn't understand it either, but I thought it was just me. Number 75. Oh no, I can't find my guidebook.
That's okay. We'll get another at the tourist center.
But mine had all my notes on the historic homes. Number 76. The melons are terrible this year.
Yes. There were floods in that region during the growing season.
That explains why they are tasteless and soggy. Number 77.
Did you get the details on their latest bid?
I've got them right here. Shall I mail them?
I need them now. Fax them instead.
Number 78.
Have you finished packing for your business trip?
Yes. I'm taking my blue suit and my tan jacket.
But those are wool. They'll be much too hot where you're going.
Number 79. When is the receptionist scheduled to start?
Not for another week. Why?
I just discovered a package that was delivered 3 days ago, and a visitor without a name tag in the hall. Number 80.
I'm sorry we're late for the art tour. The map shows you are located on Hollywood Avenue.
That's just our business office. The museum entrance is on Garden Street.
Now, we've missed the most important galleries.
Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book. So you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet.
Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following announcement. May I have your attention, please? The track number for the 5 o'clock train from New York has been changed. It is now scheduled to arrive on track 7. I repeat, the Chicago train will not arrive on track 4. Please meet the Chicago train at track 7.
Questions 83 and 84 refer to the following correction. We here on this broadcast would like to take a moment to correct any error on yesterday's show. We mistakenly identified Sam Williams,
the man who rescued a young mother from the bus accident, as a police officer. Mr. Williams is actually a firefighter for the city. We apologize for the error.
Questions 85 and 86 refer to the following weather announcement. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the next 8 hours. A storm front is moving in and could dump heavy snow in our area. High winds are also expected, which could cause drifts of up to 12 feet. People are advised to prepare for hazardous driving conditions in tomorrow's rush hour.
Questions 87 through 89 refer to the following recorded message. Thank you for calling the New View Cable Television Service. If you would like to order cable television service for your home, please press 1 now. If you would like to make changes to your current cable television service, press 2 now. If you have a complaint or repair request concerning your current cable service, press 3 now. Otherwise, please stay on the line and a representative will be with you shortly.
Questions 90 through 92 refer to the following public service announcement. If you are wondering what to do with all of those fallen leaves in your yard, the county government would like to help. The county will provide, free of charge, special biodegradable paper bags that you can use to collect your leaves. Filled bags will be collected by the county on the same day as your regular trash pickup. These bags allow the leaves to be turned into organic fertilizer for your garden. This fertilizer will be available without cost to county residents next spring.
Questions 93 through 95 refer to the following announcement. Summer picnics are fun for everyone, but you should be sure to handle food safely to keep it and your family free from contaminants. Avoid particularly perishable items such as eggs and egg products. Instead, choose items that do not spoil easily, such as breads and fruits. Make sure you have a good cooler to carry ice and food. Freeze containers the night before and place in the cooler the next day to help keep food cold. Don't let food sit on the picnic table for more than 2 hours. For even greater safety, place containers back in the cooler immediately after serving.
Questions 96 through 98 refer to the following boarding announcement. Thank you for your patience during this long delay. Your aircraft has been repaired and maintenance crews are leaving the plane. We would like to board as quickly as possible, so we will board the plane in zones rather than in rows. First, we will board all Zone 1 passengers with window seats A or E. Next, we'll board all Zone 2 passengers with center seats B and aisle seats D. Finally, we will board all Zone 3 passengers with aisle seat C. This will facilitate faster boarding and a faster departure time.
Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following announcement. Good morning, commuters. I am pleased to say that the disabled train has been removed from the tracks and that regular service will resume immediately. The first few trains at this platform will be filled with passengers from earlier stations. Please do not crowd these trains. We do have empty trains reserved for this station, and we'll get them to you as soon as possible.
This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test.